BOE back in session. We'll take up, since you're here in person, BOE 536, Billy and Judith Hurst. You all, I was not here last time. It's my understanding that this was switched back to agriculture.
It was always agricultural. It was just that it was changed to market value versus productivity.
Gotcha.
It's basically been resolved, but the motion that was made was to change it to agricultural. It was motioned and seconded and voted on, and then I said, whoa, I want that productivity. So I just want a clarification in the motion that was made and voted on. I mean, we all agreed on it.
All right.
She's correct.
So, in other words, there was a productivity, proof of productivity.
Yes. We were putting it back the way it was, and that was what the motion was, to put it back the way it was.
Put it back the way it was. But the motion just said agriculture, and it didn't. And it was voted on, and then I said, well, we want the productivity. But it had already been voted on, so I just wanted it on record.
Okay. All right. With respect to BOE 531, I would make a motion to classify it as agriculture with productivity.
536 and 537.
Is it 5123, all of them?
No, just
oh, okay.
536, 537.
Okay, I guess I was looking. Okay, I'm sorry. As to BOE 536 and 537, I would make a motion to classify as agriculture with productivity.
Second.
A second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Excellent.
Have a good day.
You as well. Sounds like
we're
going to have a busy one.
We are.
Yeah.
That was a good start. We got one out of
there. Steve's going to be just as fast, he said. Told me that. All right. Where are all of his on the dockets? Where do they start? How many do you have in total, Steve?
They start at 437.
I've got it. I've got it.
We have a teleconference before him, though.
We do have a teleconference?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Before we get started with him. Well,
Linda Church?
Well, no, the next one down. Linda was supposed to be here. Well, yeah, she's teleconference, too. And.
Okay, and can you tell me more about Linda Church? Why is she on the docket again? Didn't we have a motion already, and what did we do?
Yes, we did. She wanted to be heard.
Okay, did we make a motion, and we didn't have her on the phone, or what happened?
She was going in for surgery. Correct. She was not. I don't think she was on the phone.
I don't think we've ever talked to her.
I don't think so either.
Was this a valuation of property?
Yes. Do you have that, Jim?
Is it
her application?
Yes, it should be in the.
She's the one that wrote all over. She had all the writings all over her PR card.
Well, I'll try to call her once before we.
Okay. But here is her application.
Valuation and classification. Is this one where productivity was taken away?
No. She
has to do with her
age.
She is
valued at like 200 something, and she says she paid $625,000 for it, and she wants it there. And I told her it doesn't fit with her neighborhood.
Okay, she's wanting to up it?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And I'm concerned because I told her, you know, we assess a certain way and we do the neighborhood so they're equalized, and so. She's done this several years in a row.
Gotcha. I'll try her one more time. Okay. As to BOE, is it 399? That's another teleconference before we start with 437. Is 437 one of Steve's?
No. Yes. That's his first one.
Yeah, okay. Let me, I don't see that on the.
Try some.
I was looking for it on the list here. I don't see it.
On this list?
This list.
It's on the right side of it somewhere. There's a group of six.
See, group is six, but that's not. Oh, that's 437. Yes. Okay, I see it. Great. All right. Okay. We'll try to. The Carlin, is that probably a nightly rental? It's my guess.
Yes, it is.
But they're in California, so it'd be 7 o'clock in the morning there. But they know.
I would try it just
I would try
to
it.
Make sure.
We had some that we were going to. We had started like 8:30, and so. Four, eight,
two. Your call cannot be
is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know it's early out there, but with respect to your BOE appeal, we'll try to call you back later this morning. Okay. Steve, I guess step right up.
What order do you want to start in?
Is this your...
That's you guys have made that.
Okay. All right. And how did you group them, just so we...
So my first group, if you're asking me, is the ones on Shepherd Hills Expressway starting with 437 to 442.
Okay. I've got that in Taney County Rental, LLC.
Taney Rentals, yes.
For Taney Rental, yes.
Yes.
Okay, and that starts at 437. Yep, all right.
So all these are very similar issue. Last year we purchased the property. We sent in the county sent us the notice of what we paid for the property. We sent that back, and they didn't adjust our rates for last year. And I'm just trying to figure out the process. We paid it under protest, but it was valued for about 10 times what we paid for it. So we ended up paying like...
Who did you buy from him? Was it a courthouse steps or was it a seller?
Somebody's been trying to sell it for 4 years.
Gotcha.
It was just over regular real estate dealing.
So 430, these were all bought or purchased within, were they purchased at the same time? Or
yes.
They're all recent?
It was one transaction, and I think the contract's in here to the closing date.
Okay, and on those, do we have those in the file?
Yes.
Okay.
So this year they've been adjusted correctly, but last year is my issue.
Oh, in 24 you can pay under protest.
We paid it under protest, and I'm trying to get a resolve on what steps to take to recoup the money.
Okay. My understanding is that they can, in an off year, do the appeal. And that we can do that when it's a non-assessment year for 24. I think we can do that. So my question, I guess, is Well, did you appeal it in 24, though, or did you pay?
It was too late to appeal it by the time we found out that we didn't have, they didn't adjust the pricing. So we didn't get the form until, like, July 1st, end of June. We filled it out, and that was beyond, I mean, we just assumed it was done when we got the tax bill in November, or late October, is when we found out about it, and then we, I think we got, Matthew got with Dan, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it would be reasonable to help you if we're able. I just don't know if there's no, you can file an appeal in a non-assessment year, I think, and we can go back, I'm trying to remember, had one of these. I just don't know if there was an actual appeal done. I can go ahead and make the motion. I can leave that to the assessor's office. I don't know, Ken. I mean, to your knowledge.
Well, we fixed them here for
you fixed them
25
for
and 26.
Okay.
But I don't know on 24.
They were purchased in 24 or they purchased in 23?
24.
And they were purchased when?
June 5th.
Well, see, they're January 1. And that should have been set out in your closing statement, shouldn't it?
I believe the January 1st to June 5th would have been in the closing statement, and then the balance of the rest of the year. I don't know how they always do it, but I know we ended up paying the taxes.
So one thing I will say, the value was changed. It went up in 23 for American Equities Management, and then TriSons bought it, and it was the same for 24. And so
when
he bought it, it was at the same rate that the other people.
Because in 24, don't you look at it at January 1 of 24? In other words, I don't know that even if the appeal was filed that we could do anything about it as of January 1. That's my concern.
No, and if you bought it from someone else, wouldn't you have a tax credit on it in the middle of the year for half of it?
Right, and I'm not worried about what was credited or not credited from the first part of the year. I'm worried about what we paid for the last part of it. I mean,
Steve, I don't know if we can do it. I don't have a problem making the motion, but I don't know if it's effective.
So what is that process?
Well, in other words, when we look at it, if you file an appeal or there's an appeal, we have to look at it as of January 1. If you buy it during that year, those are usually the taxes are prorated at your closing, and those are just that's what was due. If there was no appeal filed on it.
And as of January 1, it was still for sale for
one. So in other words, whatever
seventh
tax,
of that is.
Whatever tax that was assessed or whatever appraised value was assessed at that time would be the amount, whatever it was. So, we'd have to go through and adjust the value for whatever date you bought it. To the end of the year, I could make a motion, but I don't know if that's
right. I mean, that's like $7,000-$8,000.
Yeah. Okay. And he's going to have loads of stuff here, so you're going to have to figure that. I don't know.
Okay. Do you have this issue on other properties here, or is that just that's probably the only one where we've got a?
Technically, is a little bit of an issue on one of part of the Merriam Woods deal, but it's minimal there.
Okay.
It's not about. It's a similar situation. Forms were sent in, and things weren't corrected, but the total value is pennies. It's not something I'm worried about.
Okay.
Have waited. If he bought it in 24, we would have put it on for January 1st, which we did in 25.
Right.
The other one might have been Grand Point, which is, I have to look at it, get my head straight. Which is the BOE number 443 through 447.
Yeah, one's above it.
And this is where my paperwork's going to get mixed up.
The 437 through 442, what date did you buy it?
Is it June 5th?
Did you say June 5th?
I believe so.
The first one was June 5th. I think.
Oh, you didn't buy? I thought you bought them all at once.
I'm talking two different subdivisions.
Okay.
The first one was Shepherd of the Hills. the